Do you have to buy a horrible boss a Christmas gift?
Well, I really don't buy anybody a Christmas gift, so I'm definitely not buying my boss a Christmas gift. I kind of sneak out at the last moment, so I don't even say Merry Christmas to anybody when I walk out. I kind of walk out and hide and then slowly disappear.
Yeah, but what if you don't have that option? You know, what if you work in the kind of environment where everybody buys each other a gift, like, and the horrible boss bought you a gift, like a bottle of wine, whatever stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody, I've worked in places before where everybody buys each other Christmas gifts. Everybody does. And if you don't, it's kind of like this huge social faux pas that lasts, not only like lasts all year long, but you hear about it. Like people like make fun of you. It's a thing. And you're just better off just, you know, just buy a couple of boxes of chocolate and hand it to people and like, just do something. But what about like a horrible, somebody you really hate? I had one boss that I really hated. I mean, hated. He was terrible. It was one of my first radio jobs and he treated me awful, but I was, you know, I was young. I was at like a 22, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just happy to have the job and he abused me terribly. What if I had to buy him a Christmas gift? Like, what do you get him? Do you just hand him poo? Like, what do you do?
Well, our last boss, you couldn't stand. Did you buy her anything for Christmas?
I'm different with stuff like that. What, now that I'm older and I'm in a position where I have a show, I'm making money, I purposely buy them something really good just to be like, F you. Like, here's something expensive and great that I know you really want. Just so that you, like, love it and think of me when you have it. Like, I purposefully, I do it on purpose just to be like a real screw you. Here's something that you will never throw away.
Yeah, I don't remember you buying her anything.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow, that's big of you. I don't even think I said Merry Christmas to any of our bosses then.
No, I got them all stuff.
Did you really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you probably put our name on it.
I did. I put it for both of us. Of course I did.
That's typical me.
You didn't even know we did that. But that's why I didn't tell you. I figured it's not going to matter. I'm throwing your name on it. And it's, you know, and they're so rude. They didn't bother to thank you. So
I'm definitely not going to buy somebody I don't like something. I'm barely going to buy somebody I do like something.
I mean, I have in the past, like a boss has given me a gift if I don't really like them or if I know that I'm going to be quitting in a couple of months or whatever, waiting for my Christmas bonus and then leaving. I have given them back the Christmas gift they gave me.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yep. So like, I had this one boss who bought me some liquor and it was all wrapped up and I unwrapped it and I put it in a different bag and I handed it right back to them. Merry Christmas. Just gave them their liquor right back.
Well, and you should because you don't drink liquor. So that's the dumbest present to give you.
Yeah, that just shows they don't know me and they don't care to know me. But that's why it was funny to just give it right back to them. It's like, well, I could just throw it in the trash myself or I can just hand it right back to them.
And I wonder if they said thank you. No, I mean,
think they were, they know they were confused, but then I quit like 2 weeks later. So they understood.
Now, the only people I buy Christmas presents for are my kids.
This year I bought one Christmas gift and it was for somebody else's kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a friend who's got a 6-year-old. She's done a lot for me this year. And I thought the least I can do is buy a little something, something for her son. And I got her son this really cool thing. It was from FAO Schwarz, which is like a really big, it's one of the most well-known toy stores in
New
York City.
It
was in Big, exactly. And it had closed. I don't know if it reopened, but I know it had closed. So some of the stuff that they still had there, they've been selling. So I got these two little really cool remote cars, like with a remote control. And these cars were really cool. There's a black one and a pink one, and they were just cool looking. So he's like a 6-year-old boy, and I thought, oh, this kid's going to love this. So and it's really big. So I showed up with this giant box. And when I handed it to her, I was like, this is for Jake. She broke out into tears because she had no idea that I even remembered his name or was going to get him anything. So I bought one gift this year and it was for somebody else's child.
See, it's fun to buy gifts for children.
True.
But for adults, I don't know what they want. So I don't even bother.
Well, I didn't know if the kid was going to like it or not. So I didn't sign my name. I signed Santa's name. That way it's like, it's going to be good because it's coming from Santa. Like whatever Santa gives you, you're like, Santa, like he's obviously, he knows this. He knows the stuff.
Right. Well, anything remote control for kids, anything from the 60s, you know, kids growing up in the 60s to now, all of them want something remote control.
Remote control, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, you can never go wrong with that.
And then if the kid hates it, he can just blame the big guy.
All kids really want right now are drones and gift cards. That's really the only two things they want.
That's all I want.
A drone or a gift card. Then you're fine.
Or a gift card to buy myself a drone.
See, but they said that's all kids are asking for now this season is gift cards and drones. So I'm wondering how many drones are going to be flying through my neighborhood on Christmas Day.
It's going to be like when you get a kid a dog, like they're really excited about it. Then a couple of weeks later, they're like, you want it. So I think the drone is going to be the same thing. They're going to love the drone, use it like crazy. And then like a month from now, you're going to be like, who left this drone here under the bed?
Yeah, I had a little one that I bought. You could fly it around the house. I did it once. I did it chase the cats. And then I put it down and it doesn't last very long. So you always got to recharge it. It's not worth it. I'd rather torture the cats some other way than the flying drone around the house.